We've been trolling the internet, checking out the most emailed, the most viewed, and the most searched news stories on the web. It's the BPP's own People's Choice Award. We call it the most. All right, who's going to most first? I turn to my right to Allison.
I'm passing to Dan. I want to save mine for
all
last.
Right.
I like
the most to the right-hand side.
Hey, guys, I got a most emailed here from Yahoo News. Cell phone users tie up traffic. This is a new study out of the University of Utah's Traffic Lab, which sounds like an awesome place to work.
Yeah. Can you claim that? Sorry, I was late. It was just really backed
up. I was working. I was just doing a study out there.
So I was late. I'm earning my living, guy.
Right. And so basically what they found is that people who are on their cell phones, even if it's hands-free, you're dialing, you're distracted. If you're behind a very slow car, you take a lot longer to change lanes and speed up. If the traffic ahead of you speeds up, you take longer to react. And over time, it makes you a lot slower. The best quote of the article comes from Peter Martin, who helped head the study. Quote, "It's a bit like breaking wind in the elevator. Everyone suffers." And this made me think, I just had this incident the other day in the supermarket. I was walking around talking on my cell phone, which I try to be very polite when I'm in public on my phone, try not to talk too loud
right. Or
be that guy. But I was on my phone, and I got rammed in the back by a shopping cart. I turn around, and this woman scoots by me, and I said, "Are you serious?" And she said, "Well, I said excuse me 3 times. And it's like, no, I mean, maybe I was being that guy, all right? I'm sorry. But, I mean, we still live in a civilized society here, people. No. I mean, like, this is not beyond Thunderdome, okay? You can't ram me with a shopping cart. There are rules.
Another New York moment.
Dan, we don't need another hero. Pauline?
Let's see, I got the most...
Get rammed by a shopping cart?
That's actually never happened to me.
Me neither.
Thank goodness. I got the most viewed on the LA Times. Apparently, Orange County residents have found an innovative way of solving water shortage problems. Get this. They're recycling sewage and turning it into drinking water.
Tasty.
So on January 25th, they're going to open a facility that will serve more than 2 million people. Do you guys want to know how it works? How they turn into drinking water? It's very exciting.
I have a feeling they're going to tell us.
If the verb filtrate is involved.
So they divert this water that will go into the sea, right? And they have 270 million microfilters that look like straws, and they have holes in them. And I guess the holes are 300ths the size of a human hair. So that can pretty much filter out anything, bacteria, viruses, hormones, all that bad stuff.
Except 1/400th of a hair gets through.
What?
400 of those, and you got
like
a hair.
Amoebas or parasites or something?
Chopped hair.
I just like that it's happening to Orange County.
Yeah.
I don't know if that's what that says about me, but I just think that's funny.
Yeah.
All these people who have run away from everybody else to their little perfect world.
Right. Well, they say that the water in New York is why the bagels are so good, so I don't know exactly what the bagels in Orange County are.
Their hair bagels are excellent. They're 400th of a
hair. Well, now they can stop stealing water from Northern California.
Okay. There you go.
Trisha.
One of my favorite holidays is in your most.
Yeah, Allison, have you finished your Christmas shopping yet?
Not my little Christmas shopping. I've not.
You got 2 more days to finish your Christmas shopping, because if you thought it was over, it's actually not. There's another part of Christmas coming up on the 6th. It's called the Epiphany, but it's celebrated as El Día de los Reyes.
Three Kings Day.
And it's turning into a big shopping holiday, apparently, for retailers. I personally used to celebrate the Epiphany. We would just have like a little nativity scene, and every day since starting at Christmas, you'd move the three kings a little bit closer to the stable, and then they'd show up on the Epiphany Day, and that was pretty cool. But apparently you can also buy people presents for this. So retailers like Walmart's actually getting on the bandwagon with this down south. And one store in Florida... It's not a Walmart, but a mall in Florida. They're repurposing their Santa throne, their Santa photo display, and they put in 2 extra chairs, and they've got costumed 3 wise men, and so you can go and get your picture taken with them. And
Trish, who's your favorite magi? Who's your favorite king?
You know, I know I should be able to pop one of those names out of my head.
Like
I just
the guy
can't
who
do it. Caspar,
up.
Melchior, and Balthazar, right?
Balthazar.
So there you go.
I'm
I think
Don, Larry,
I think Melchior.
Whichever one brings her the
I want the myrrh. I want the myrrh.
Oh, you're a myrrh girl?
It's yeah. a bomb!
Well, anyway, so this could actually be a growing a new retail trend and could put some more money in the coffers of some big businesses.
Yeah, that's what we need.
We need more of that.
It's Allison. When they showed up with the presents. Okay, mine is the most viewed on MSNBC, and it got a lot of chuckles in the newsroom. The headline says, Hearty Eater says buffet banned him. Big dude in Louisiana, about 6'3", 265, said a restaurant, he went to an all-you-can-eat buffet, and then he saw there was an extra charge because apparently he's been eating there a lot in terms of frequency and amounts. He's been going there about 3 times a week. He's a disabled offshore worker. He's been going to this restaurant. On a recent visit, his bill was a little bit bigger, and then when he was asked the waitress about it, she said, y'all fat, y'all eat too much. And it looked like he had a baby in his belly.
Oh, man.
Okay, couple points. When he gets called y'all in the plural, you know he's kind of big. Now, is the charge just per pound or just per Glen?
No, it was a extra $10 that he was charged. Whoa. And then his friend who said, look, I'm not as big as him. I'm only 277. So, but apparently the authorities were called in. It was all settled.
The authorities.
They got their meal complimentary ultimately.
Oh, man.
I want to know how much he ate.
Well, that's the question.
$10 overage.
The answer is it all.
This is such a real-life ripoff of the episode of The Simpsons where Homer goes to the all-you-can-eat seafood buffet and they run out of food before he said all he can eat and they sue for false advertising.
See? Art
that's
imitating life. Life
right.
imitating art.
High art. Fairly warned, be thee, says I, and thank you all for the most.
Bye, guys.